जय नित्यानंदा जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा So reading today from Sita Charitamrita of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, translation and purports by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We're reading from chapter 8, entitled Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Rai. Text 6. Ugropyanugrai vayam sabhaktanam rikeshari keshari vasapotanam anyesham ugra vikramaha. Although very ferocious, the lioness is kind to her cubs. Similarly, although very ferocious to non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nrisimhadeva is very, very soft and kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Purport. This verse was composed by Sridhar Swami in his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam 791. Text 7. Hey matanana shloka parishtuti kaila nishinga seva kamala prasadani dila. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited different verses from the Shastra. The priest of Lord Nrisimhadeva then brought garlands and the remnants of the Lord's food and offered them to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purvavat kona vipre kaila nimantrana Seiratri tahanrahi kariragamana. As usual, a Brahmin offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu an invitation. The Lord passed the night in the temple and then commenced his tour again. Prabhate utya prabhu chalila prema veshe digbidik nahi gyana ratri divase. The next morning, in the great ecstasy of love, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started on his tour with no knowledge of the proper direction, and he continued the whole day and night. Purvavata Vaishnav Kari Sarva Lokagane Godavari Tire Prabhu Aila Katadine. As previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted to Vaishnavism many people he met on the road. After some days, the Lord reached the banks of the river Godavari. Godavari deki haila jamuna smarana, tire bana deki smriti haila brindavana. When he saw the river Godavari, the Lord remembered the river Jamuna. And when he saw the forest on the banks of the river, he remembered Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sei bane kotakshana kari nritya gana Godavari parahaya tahan kaila snan. After performing his usual chanting and dancing for some time in this forest, the Lord crossed the river and took his bath on the other bank. Ghata chari kota dure jala sannidhane Basi prabhu kare krishna nama sankirtane. After bathing in the river, the Lord walked a little distance from the bathing place and engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hena kali dolai chari ramanandarai snana kori bare aila bhajana bhajai. At that time, accompanied by the sounds of music, Ramananda Roy came there, mounted on a palanquin to take his bath. Tara sangi bahu aila baidika brahmana bidimate kaila teho snana ditarpan. Many Brahmins following the Vedic principles accompanied Ramananda Roy. According to the Vedic rituals, Ramananda Roy took his bath and offered oblations to his forefathers. Prabhutare deki janila e ramarai tahare milite prabhur mana uttidai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that the person who had come to bathe in the river was Ramananda Roy. The Lord wanted so much to meet him that his mind immediately began running after him. Tatapi dhairya dhari prabhu rahila vasya Ramananda aila purva sanyasi dekhya. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running after him mentally, he patiently remained sitting. Ramananda Rai, seeing the wonderful sannyasi, then came to see him. Surya Shata Samakanti Aruna Basana Subalita Prakanda Deha Kamala Lochan. Srila Ramananda Rai then saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as brilliant as 100 suns. The Lord was covered by a saffron garment. He was large in body and very strongly built, and his eyes were like lotus petals. Dekhiya tahar mone hoila chamatkar asiya korila dandavat namaskar. When Ramananda Roy saw the wonderful sannyasi, he was struck with wonder. He went to him and immediately offered his respectful obeisances, falling down flat like a rod. Uti prabhu kahe utta kaha krishna krishna tara lingite prabhur hridaya satrishna. The Lord stood up and asked Ramananda Roy to arise and chant the holy name of Krishna. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very eager to embrace him. Tatapi puchila tumi rai Ramananda Teho kahe se hayadasa shudramanda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then inquired whether he was Ramananda Rai. And he replied, "Yes, I am your very low servant, and I belong to the Shudra community." Tobe tari kaila prabhu dridha alingana, primaveshe prabhu bhritya donhet achitana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Sri Ramananda Rai very firmly. Indeed, both the master and the servant almost lost consciousness due to ecstatic love. Svabhavika prema dohar udaya korila duhai alinga giyadunhe bhumite parila. Their natural love for one another was awakened in them both, and they both embraced and fell down on the ground. Purport. Srila Ramananda Roy was an incarnation of the gopi Bishakha. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Lord Krishna himself, there was naturally an awakening of love between Bishakha and Krishna. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. The gopi Vishakha is a principal gopi assisting Srimati Radharani. Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced, since their natural love also was awakened. Verse 24. Tamba sveda ashukampa pulaka bhavanya dunhara mukete shuni gadgata krishna bana. When they embrace one another, ecstatic symptoms, paralysis, perspiration, tears, shivering, palpitations, and paleness appeared. The word Krishna came from their mouths, falteringly. Dekhiya brahmana ganer haila chamatkara vaidika brahmana sabha karena vichar. When the stereotyped ritualistic Brahmins, who were following the Vedic principles, saw this ecstatic manifestation of love, they were struck with wonder. All these Brahmins began to reflect as follows. Yeah, we're reading today until verse 28. Eta sanyasi teja deki brahma sama shudre alingiya kene karena krandana. These Brahmins began to think, we can see that this sannyasi has a luster like the effulgence of Brahman. But how is it that he is crying upon embracing a Shudra, a member of the fourth caste in the social order? E Maharaja Maha Pandita Gambhira Sannyasi Rasparshe Matta Haila Ashtira. They thought, this Ramananda Roy is the governor of Madras, a highly learned and grave person, a Maha Pandit. But upon touching this sannyasi, he has become restless like a madman. E mata bipragana bhave mani mana bijatiya loka deki prabhu kaila sangvarana. So, if you can please repeat. E mata bipragana bhave mani mana bijatiya loka deki prabhu kaila sangvarana. E mata bipragana bhave mani mana bijatiya loka deki prabhu kaila sangvarana. E mata vipragana bhave mana mana bijatiya loka deki prabhu kail sangvarana. Hey Mata, in this way, Bipragana, all the Brahmanas, Bhave, think, Mane Mana, within their minds, Bijati Aloka, outside people, Deki, seeing, Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kaila, did. Sangbarana, restraining. While the Brahmins were thinking in this way about the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Brahmins and restrained his transcendental emotions. Purport. Ramananda Rai was intimately related to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he can be accepted as a Sajatiya, a person within the intimate circle of the Lord. The Brahmins, however, were followers of the Vedic rituals and were not able to have an intimate connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Consequently, they are called Bijatiya Loka. In other words, they were not pure devotees. One may be a highly learned Brahmana, but if he's not a pure devotee, he's a Bijatiya, an outcast, one outside devotional service. In other words, a non-devotee. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai were embracing in ecstasy, the Lord restrained his transcendental emotions upon seeing the outsider Brahmana. Om Agyanatim Vinandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, apparently, the Lord makes himself visible to whom he chooses. One may be thoroughly Vedic and there is the transcendental reality, which is the spiritual life, which is the spiritual world, where there is full variety and activity and pleasure. But this spiritual world, this spiritual conception of life, sometimes becomes covered by the javanika, the illusion of material existence. So at that point, it is lost to our consciousness, and another reality seems to be evident. So, to help us in this situation, the Lord gives the Vedic wisdom and the Vedic civilization, the Vedic rules and regulations become a way by which we can handle, deal with the material energy, which is otherwise very, very complicated to deal with, very difficult, because anything which you do, which is not done in sacrifice for Vishnu, yagyarta kamano nyatra lokoyam karma vandanaha, anything you do implicates you. You get a reaction for any activity done which is not in sacrifice to Vishnu. So the Vedic civilization is given in order to keep us in a life of sacrifice. Otherwise we live in vain. We live uselessly, going round in circles called samsara. But we can get too Vedic also and miss the point. And we can get very Vedic. We can be we can wear very fancy Vedic cloth. We can be covered in all kinds of, what are they called, coverchas, which weigh one down. We can have an enormous sika. and know all the mantras. We may have studied everything. We may know all the verses. And we may become very proud of who we think we are with all these trappings. But it said, Nayam atma pravachanena labhya namedayana bahuna shrutena tam ivaisha vinute yam ivaisha vinute tena labhyas tasyaisha atma vidvinute tanum svam. The Lord, He'll choose. We can't force our way back to the spirit, the spiritual world. We can do everything here, but ultimately it's up to Krishna whom He chooses. And here He's choosing Ramananda Roy above all these. Ramananda Roy, by His own declaration, is a Shudra. And all these other highly qualified Brahmins who are chanting so many things, they are outsiders in the vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So a Madhyamadikari is one who can see the difference. Because the spark, Prabhupada came to the West to find the spark, where there was a spark of interest in Krishna. The spark, it may not be immediately apparent. I mean, many people, when Krishna consciousness went worldwide by the endeavors of Srila Prabhupada, many people in India were not accepting that this could happen or should happen. But Srila Prabhupada's vision was different. And we are the fortunate recipients of that merciful vision. This vision was possessed by Narada Muni, who compiled the Narada Pancharatra. And Shukadeva Goswami, who spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam. That this devotional energy, which is the real platform of the living entity, it's not immediately apparent. It can appear anywhere. Kirata hunandra pulinda pulkusha abira shamba javana kasharaya. That's everywhere. And the qualifications are not always obvious. And one has to be finished with material life. So sometimes, if one is the most fallen, then he becomes eligible for devotional service. And therefore, when we are in the association of devotees, in the society of devotees, because the real thing, because real Krishna consciousness can be quite hidden, one has to be very careful in his dealings and not be like a bull in a china shop. It's recommended that we be respectful to everybody. The devotee, the Madhyamadikari, he can understand who is a devotee, who really is a devotee and who is not a devotee. Ishre Tadadineshu Bali Sheshu Dvisatsucha Prema Maitri Kripa Upeksha Yakaroti Samadhyama. He's able to distinguish. Others, like the neophyte devotee, he doesn't really know, he doesn't really understand, he can't really see when the bhakti shakti has manifest. And so he mistreats, he comes to the temple and he walks past all the devotees who are just washing pots and weeding and driving a truck. And he doesn't even see them. He sees, oh, here's another truck driver. Excuse me, I'm going to the temple. But the Madhyamadikari, His vision is purified. This purification takes place, Ashraya Shraya. Ye nye cha papa, jadapa shraya shraya. Prabhavishnave nama. It takes grace in the disciplic succession by the mercy of the spiritual master and by the process of yata kanchanatam jati kankshan rasa vidhanata dvijatvam jayate nrinam tata diksha vidhanena dvijatvam jayate nrinam. By the process of being twice born in the bona fide initiation process of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, by the grace of the spiritual master. And there's no previous qualification necessary. One has to simply have sincerity and surrender to the spiritual master and the previous acharyas. And then, Aho bhata sapa cho tu gariyan yaj jivagre varte nama tubhyam tepus tapaste juhuvu shashna arya brahmano chur nama ginanti yete. It's understood that one who's chanting the holy name of the Lord is most glorious because he must have already done all these things, studied the Vedas, done all kinds of sacrifices and austerities, all kinds of pious activities, visited all the holy places. One who's come to the point of giving up everything and just chanting the holy name of the Lord, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He's a most rare phenomena to come across in the material world. And worshipable. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission is to bring this devotional service to the world, this transcendental devotional service. He's bringing it to the world, establishing it in the world, making it available to everybody in the world. This is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And he walked all over India without a cell phone and simply giving the holy name of Krishna and turning everyone who came in contact with him into a pure Vaishnava who was then able to go elsewhere and do the same thing. And he said, we're going to read this very wonderful verse later on, 128 in this chapter. Kibha vipra kibha nyasi shudra keninai jay krishna tattva veta se guru hai. This is the scheme of the Lord, that it doesn't matter what kind of birth you have. You may be chandala, you may have been eating dogs, cooking and eating dogs. It doesn't matter. Vaishnava swapacha guru. If jay Krishna tattvaveta, if you know the science of Krishna, if you are constantly chanting the holy name, you can be a guru. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport of verse 128, chapter 8, Madhyalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that guru in this verse, jay Krishna Tattva Veta, say guru hai, he can become a guru. Prabhupada says, guru means Vartma Pradarshaka guru, Shiksha guru, and Diksha guru. He says, otherwise, how can the Krishna consciousness movement be spread all over the world? If this is not the plan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if this is not the strategy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that anyone can become a guru, meaning a Vartma Pradashika guru, a Shiksha guru, and a Diksha guru. In this way, the holy name of the Lord can spread. So we'll stop there. If there are any questions or comments, seminars. Yes, Prabhu.
I heard a nice class on this verse also, and there was another point that was brought up that I thought I could mention, that Lord Chaitanya, he respected the Brahmins because they were following, and they were on a lower path, a lower rung. Mm-hmm. But the person who's giving the class was an educator, so she ran some schools in the past. She said, so like a second grader, you have to teach them that you can't subtract a bigger number from a smaller number. It can't be done. They have to learn that it can't be done. Mm-hmm. But yet everybody knows it can be done once they get up to like the fifth or sixth grade. So as an educator, they can't say, well, actually, you don't know anything. That certainly you can do it, but we're just, you know, you don't know. She was pointing out how in this verse that Lord Chaitanya, he was respecting the Brahmin's path by not agitating them and letting them. And in fact, I talked to a second grader shortly after I heard that class, and I said, can you subtract a bigger number from a smaller number? And she says, no, it can't be done. I said, but everybody has a credit card knows it can be done. But anyway, so it was just an interesting point to give that they are following it, and there will be some time when that they'll graduate and come to that stage.
Mm. Thank you. All right, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.